The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
What brought you here today? Not a single one of you showed up for this Mass just by chance, just happened to be in town and popped in. Okay. Some of you, maybe most of you, came as participants in our youth extravaganza with other youth from your parish. How many of you are here for the first time? Okay, there's a lot of you. Okay. Welcome. Others of you began coming to this Mass for life years ago. But none of you came here just by chance. You came here in response to a call from God. God, who is the very source of life. Sort of like the vocation stories we have in our scripture readings today. In our first reading, we have the call of Samuel while he was still just a youth, younger than you all. Actually, God already had a plan for him from the very first moment of his conception. His call, recounted in our first reading, kept waking him up at night. When he heard it the first time, he thought what he was sensing was just merely of human origin. And the same when it happened the second time and the third time. He thought that Eli the priest was calling him and wanted him to do something. But Eli said it wasn't him. It was God, the very source of life, who was calling. And next time that he felt that call, Samuel should say to God, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." I bet some of you young people have had that same experience. Maybe some of you older participants too. A tug in your heart that just keeps coming back. A tug in your heart that won't go away. Which you don't understand the first time it happens, even the second time or maybe the third time, and which may feel kind of scary because you sense that this feeling you're having is not of human origin. You can already tell that this call to a fuller life is from God. Actually, it derives from something that God has planted in you from the very first moment of your conception. You want to ignore it, but the tug in your heart just keeps coming back. Hebrew names have a literal meaning, and the name Samuel can mean God listens or he listens to God. And both meanings of that name should describe us too. God listens to our prayers, and we try to listen to God. The reason we're gathered here today is to pray for the unborn to a God who listens. And we do this because we have listened to God regarding the sanctity of life, and we have responded to his call to give witness to the sanctity of life from the first moment of conception and to defend it against abortion. But don't forget, the call of God embraces all of life. All of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of life. God called Samuel to give witness to him regarding many matters, because everything having to do with fidelity to God, the source of life, is interconnected. And the same is true for you and me, whom Jesus calls to follow him today. We see a similar thing going on in our gospel reading. Two men who have already made an initial response to God's call, after all, they were followers of John the Baptist, were then redirected by John to Jesus. One of them, Andrew, gets his brother Simon Peter, and all three of them leave everything to follow Jesus. Maybe some of you are experiencing the same thing. You've already made an initial response to God's call. You've gotten really involved, hopefully in the pro-life movement, at least in some area of church life, you've gotten involved. And now it seems that the Lord is drawing you even closer and asking of you a more complete, deeper, and more committed response. A call to leave everything and follow Jesus too. Some of you may be like those former disciples of John the Baptist, already committed, at least part way. Others of you may be like Peter, brought to the Lord, or at least brought to this Mass, by someone you know. Maybe this is your first experience of God's call to commit yourself fully to Jesus and to his gospel of life. Pope Francis has designated 2015 as the year of consecrated life in order to promote religious vocations. And I would say especially female religious vocations. You women bring gifts of tenderness that our world desperately needs. But also vocations to the diocesan priesthood and to male religious orders, whatever God is calling you to. We live in a world where this radical witness to the gospel of life is desperately needed. As Pope Francis writes in Evangelii Gaudium, the defense of unborn life is closely connected to the defense of each and every human right. A human being is always sacred and inviolable in any situation and at every stage of development. Once this conviction disappears, so do solid and lasting foundations for the defense of human rights, which would always be subject to the whims of the powers that be. Since everything having to do with fidelity to God is interconnected, our response to God's call to give witness to the sanctity of life from the first moment of conception begins today with Mass, with prayer to God who listens, and then challenges us to listen to God like Samuel did. To God who uses moments like this not only to invite us to follow Jesus more closely, but indeed to embrace fully our own role in God's plan. That call which God has planted in you from the very first moment of your conception. That's the only pro-life witness that is really complete. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening.